many times in the Bible and everyday life, there's a big difference in the who and the when. Who causes something to occur and when that something occurs are not the same thing. For example, we read in Joshua 6, 1 through 20, that God instructed the Israelites to walk around the walls of Jericho 13 times in 7 days. And then God would knock those walls down. Don't confuse the who with the when. The who is God. He is the one that knocked those walls down. But the when was not until after the Israelites walked. Hebrews 11:30 makes this clear when it says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. It is clear then the Israelites didn't knock those walls down themselves. They would have had to use battering rams and sledgehammers to do that. No, God knocked those walls down. But when? The verse says God knocked the walls down after the Israelites walked as God instructed. We see the same thing in 2 Kings 5, 1 through 15. The story of Naaman having to dip 7 times in the Jordan River to be cleansed of his leprosy. Who cleansed Naaman of his leprosy? God, of course. Did Naaman heal himself just by dipping in that little dirty river 7 times? No, but he did have to dip, didn't he? The who that healed Naaman was God, but the when was when Naaman dipped 7 times. We see the same thing in the story in Numbers chapter 21, 4 through 9. The Israelites were told that if they would look at the brazen serpent on the pole, they would be healed of their snake bite. See the difference in the who and the when? The Israelites didn't heal themselves by looking. No, God is the one that healed them, but not until they did what God said to do to be healed. It is the same with our salvation. God is the one that saves us. God is the one that forgives us because of the death of Christ. That is, the who and the how. But the question is when. Does God forgive us when we believe, or does He forgive us when we are baptized? When Jesus appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus, Acts 9, 3 through 6 makes it clear that Saul believed in Jesus. So was he forgiven of his sins at that point when he believed? Absolutely not. Ananias was sent to tell him what to do, and Ananias told Saul in Acts 22, 16 to be baptized and wash away thy sins. So obviously Saul's sins were not washed away when he believed on the road to Damascus. Instead, he was told at least 3 days later to be baptized to get his sins washed away. Now, the baptism is not the thing that washed away Saul's sins. It is God that did that, based upon the blood of Christ. God is the who. The death of Christ is the how. But the question is, when? When were Saul's sins washed away? When he believed or when he was baptized? The text makes it clear. Saul's sins were washed away by the blood of Christ when he was baptized and not before. It's the same for all of us. There's a difference in the who and the when in our salvation. The who is God, the how is the death of Christ, and the when is after we believe and repent and are baptized for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, 38. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's clear. A believer, as who's being talked about here, has to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. He doesn't get the remission of sins when he believes. It's not until he repents and is baptized, according to that verse. What washes away sins? The blood of Christ, of course. Revelation 1:7. When are his sins washed away? When he's baptized, according to Acts 2:38, and not before.